Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon once again. John Hines in for Chad Hartman. Happy to be here. A little bit of bad news for those of us who are fans of things that happen in Minnesota. I'm talking about the passing of Spencer Silver. And for folks who don't know, Spencer Silver was instrumental in bringing what we all know now as Post-it notes to life. The Post-it notes, they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. That's all there is to it. He, along with Art Fry, very instrumental in bringing this to the market from 3M. 3M, science applied to life. I've had the privilege, I should give you this up front, sort of a full disclosure. I've had the privilege of doing voiceover announcements for Cubitron, which is a 3M product, a very special sanding product. Littman stethoscopes and Extreme Post-it notes, which is somewhat newer in the last couple of years. There's another scientist. There's so many scientists at 3M, but another one joins me this morning. That's Audrey Sherman. Audrey is, I think, let me double check this. Audrey, am I correct in saying you've got your name on something like 150 plus patents for 3M and the things that we use or that we are aware of?
Yes, that's absolutely right. There's probably a lot of things that we use and aren't even aware of that these go into, but that happens a lot at 3M. 150 doesn't happen a lot at 3M, but certainly the creativity and the innovation is there.
Audrey Sherman is my guest. She is part of the science team at 3M, where they just do some amazing things. Audrey, have you ever heard this before? Somebody said this to me once. You're never more than 3 feet away from something that 3M has a fingerprint on. Am I overstating it?
No, that's absolutely correct. You know, we don't put the little label that says 3M inside, because if we did, it'd be all over the place. you're absolutely correct that you're probably never more than 3 feet away
from something. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I was thinking about this standing at the back of my car. And although 3M didn't make my car, they made so many different things that are a part of my car. Even the way the taillights work and reflect and all of these different things. You're just always working on something, right?
Yes. Yeah, totally. All the way down from what's holding your car together or your headliners inside your car or your nice molding on the side or the license plate even.
It's interesting to think about. So many years of so much innovation. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Spencer Silver, because everybody called him Spence, as I understand, and you've been a part of this family for some 35 years, if I'm not mistaken. But tell me a little bit about what you know about Spencer Silver.
Yeah, so Spence, I call him one of my secret 3M dads. Because I first met him when I started there in high school, and he was, you know, a hallway away, and he, you know, was working on these cool little paper note-based things. They were stuck all over the place. And then when I officially joined in 86, it was so amazing because that was near about the time when he became what 3M calls a corporate scientist. That is the highest place you can obtain at the company. And I remember it so vividly because, you know, I was just brand new, had no idea what it meant. And he brought in these wonderful treats to share with the whole lab and talking to everybody. And I just remember, I said, wow, this is so cool. I had no idea that there was even a, you know, a title like that. And he's like, yeah, you should go for it. It's just, you know, you just got to do a lot of great things. And I was like, Spence, that is such encouragement to just keep pushing ahead. And that's really what he was all the time. That adhesive, you know, he made it for something else. It's the 3M story all over again. It didn't do what he intended it to do, but it didn't mean that it was worthless. It just meant that he learned something that we didn't quite intend to learn. And then later on, together with Art Fry, there it came. This is what the need was. And, you know, once you learn it, don't unlearn it. So it was able to just say, wow, drop it in here, and voila, post-it notes.
That in itself is just amazing to me, Audrey. Chatting with Audrey Sherman, who is one of the scientists, who is a part of 3M, and just, you know, I think we should be very privileged to have 3M based here in our Twin Cities area in the state of Minnesota. That's what's one of the M's stands for, Minnesota, mining and manufacturing. And you haven't quit yet. How many different ideas do you think are cranked out within any given year, that like new ideas, something innovative?
Yeah, so I think at 3M it's well over 400 or 500 new ideas that are cranked out every year. And so it's, you know, we have such a variety of markets that we're in, whether it's, you mentioned Littmann stethoscope or the automotive, or maybe we're into the electronics and transmission wires or your fiber optic cable. It's just all over the place. Science is about learning. And as soon as you learn, then it's easy to say, what is this good for? Maybe you don't know it exactly on that day, but thank goodness there's a lot of scientists at 3M that are thinking about stuff, and we run across each other all the time.
Wonderful. Chatting with Audrey here, and you work in the medical solutions division now, is that correct?
That's correct. So this is my first time in the last 4 years only, starting to focus on medical. And it's a great time to look at the area of health and start innovating, you know, just like 3M has always done in that area.
How many ideas, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, but how many of the great products that we have today came from something like Spencer Silver was working on with Post-its? He wasn't working on Post-its. He was working on something else altogether. But how many of these ideas came from something that may have been a mistake or not quite where we had the goalpost figured, but they still came to fruition and they were remarkable products?
Yeah, there is quite a few of them, mostly because 3M also encourages their 15% time. And so 15% of your paid time is yours to spend on your idea. Out of a 40-hour work week, that's 4 hours every week to do something. You're at work, you've got equipment, you've got scientists, buddies, you know, do something that you're interested in. And so there are a lot of these things that just don't turn out quite like you thought it would be. Because again, we're learning. Science doesn't have the answers. Science gets answers. And so there's that delay in there that lets other people think about it. And then all of a sudden you end up in a different area. So you would be surprised how many of those ideas crisscross at the company all the time, because that's the secret sauce.
So here's what somebody might say. Here's what I've been working on. It doesn't do what I wanted it to do, but what do you think it could do? And then they find some other application for it.
Yeah, that is absolutely it. You have it perfectly, because, you know, when you learn it in science, until you tell the next person, you're probably the only person in the world that knows it. It's just super powerful.
that is a remarkable analogy. I just love the understanding that goes into that. Chatting with Audrey Sherman. She works in the Medical Solutions Division for 3M. And you've been doing this for a while. As you mentioned, you started out as an internship somewhere back in 1982?
Yeah, so I started from believe it or not, a STEM program. So today, science training, encouragement, engineering, math, and now they do STEAM with art. So I started out in one of those projects in 3M at my high school from the Twin Cities. And it was just, I was like a kid in a candy shop. I was just like, wow. Look at all these scientists, and guess what? For me, it was great because they were in a learning mode, not in school, which was you have to have the right answer. And I was like, oh, this is it. Going to be here. And I've just never left.
were you all wearing lab coats, and did you have pocket protectors?
We had lab coats. Some had pocket protectors. Everyone had gloves and eyewear and lab coats. And so, yeah, the lab coats, guess what? They have pockets in them. So.
Hey, I have to ask you this. I have to ask you about this because Tim, who is a part of 3M, shared this with us, that you were a clue or part of a clue on Final Jeopardy back in 2019. What was the clue?
Yeah, the clue for Final Jeopardy was Audrey Sherman works for this company from St. Paul, has obtained over 130 patents. That was in 2019.
Oh, that was
and
way
so
back
had
then.
To, had to say, what is 3M, right? And
yes.
So they said St. Paul, so that kind of zooms you in. They said me. And they said patents. And actually, if you just Google me and patents and St. Paul, you'll get the answer, 3M. It'll come up there. So luckily the champion got it. The other one contestant said Mayo Clinic, which isn't a bad,
Except it's not in St. Paul. It's not in St.
Paul. Well, yes. And the other one from Michigan said DuPont. And just what you said, he was from Michigan, so you'd say DuPont. But,
It's St. Paul. It's St. Paul, for goodness sakes. So when we're driving down 94 and that tall building there on 94, is that where your offices are, or are you somewhere in a lab somewhere every day?
Yep. So I'm in a lab somewhere every day. Those tall ones is everybody that it takes to run the company and sell these great products and keep us going. Back in the pit where the lab rats are behind that road is
the lab rats.
The lab rats, where we're all scurrying with our ideas and, just like you said, telling each other about what we just learned today, in case they need to know.
I have to imagine at a company like 3M, science applied to life, where nobody with an idea will ever be shot down or kicked to the curb, or somebody will say, well, that's a ridiculous idea. I have to imagine that does not happen very often.
Yeah, that really doesn't happen very often. I mean, it could be an idea that's not right for right now, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good idea. And when you start to do the collaboration with the other scientists, so now everybody's chipping in and their thoughts and their ideas, that thing just builds into, a tip of an arrow. It's so fine that it just hits the target. And that's when it's just magical. And so you have everybody in there pulling for ideas constantly.
Do you roll these things over in your head after you punch out, after you leave for the day on your way home? Are you still thinking about, gosh, if only I took this approach? I'm curious to know, do you take the work home with you, Audrey?
Yeah, you know, the best part about that is you do. And you know, they've done a lot of studies on creativity, and this letting the mind wander is great. So it really is true. My husband once told me, 3M should just put an elliptical in your office and make you run on that every day. Because if I'm working out and my mind is just going blank, oh my gosh, I get a great idea. So luckily I've taken to texting myself the idea because I don't have time to stop. But letting your mind wander. I mean, sometimes you're sleeping. They used to say, you know, great inventors kept a tablet, you know, next to the bed to wake up with an idea and write it down. And it is so true. The mind works in that mysterious way that in the background, it's churning that around.
Audrey, thank you so much for the conversation today. We started out talking about Spencer Silver, who is the one of the, along with Art Fry, the key people behind Post-it Notes. And I love the fact that there's even a country song that involves Post-it Notes. Have you ever heard the song from George Jones?
No, I have not, but I'm going to look that up.
You should. You'll get a kick out of it, yes. Hey, thank you so much, Audrey, for the visit. I appreciate and just really adore your enthusiasm. You have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.